弟兄姊妹们晚安。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
你们今天过得好不好？
How are you today?
今年 so far so good.
So far so good this year.
我希望我们一天当一天用哈。
I hope that every day counts.
好，让我们到年尾的时候就不会后悔今年白过了。
So that by the year end we will have no regrets.
要让我们人生有意义有价值，就是要总要趁着还有今日，把每一天过得最好。
If we want to have a meaningful life, then we have to maximize every single day.
我想我们这两天交通一个题目，叫做信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
These couple of days we share a message, faith unto the Lord and love for all the saints.
弟兄姊妹，我们前一阵子曾经讲过，神家有三个很重要的属灵实际啊。
Recently we have talked about three realities of the house.
第一个，神家是充满神同在的地方。
First of all, house of God is full of the presence of God.
第二个，神家是充满爱的地方。
And it's full of love.
第三个，神家是充满生命的地方。
It's full of life.
弟兄姊妹，如果神家没有这几样的话，这不是一个属神的聚会。
Without these three, it would not be an assembly of God.
它甚至连世界上的组织都比不上的。
Not even as good as the organization in the world.
所以我们每一次来到聚会里面，
Every time we come to a meeting,
每一次来到神家，我们要有一个极大的喜乐。
Let's come with a great joy.
我们知道神跟我们同在。
Because we know that God is with us.
我们来到这里可以亲近他，可以听他对我们说话。
We can draw near to him and listen to him.
我们每一次来到神家，我们是来到爱的里面。
Every time we come to the house of God, we come to love.
哎呀，我们在这里爱他，我们享受他的爱。
We come to love him.And we enjoy his love.
我们在这里彼此相爱，享受我们彼此的爱。
And we love one another and enjoy our love for each other.
第三个，这里是充满生命的地方。
And this is also a place full of life.
神家应该满了粮食，满了神的话语，满了丰盛的生命。
The house of God should be full of life, full of food, bread, bread of life.
所以以前司布真说，你就连爬都要爬回到神家来。
The brother Spurgeon once said, even if you cannot walk here, you have to crawl here.
有时候我们受伤了，我们累了，我们疲倦了，我们不想回神家。他说你爬都得爬回来。
Sometimes we feel hurt when we're tired. We don't feel like coming to church. But he says, even if you don't feel like it, crawl to church.
回来就活了。
When you come back, you will become alive.
你看旷野那些百姓被火蛇咬的人都要死的。
The Israelites were bitten by the fire snake.
但是他们一望同时就都活了。
And then they got fatal wounds, but as soon as they look up to the serpent, the bronze serpent, they become alive.
不管你是在哪里被咬的。
Whatever you got bitten.
在帐篷里面被咬，在水边被咬，在山边被咬。你爬都要爬过来看同蛇一眼。
Whenever you got bitten, whether in the tent, by the stream of water, or by the mountainside,
一看同蛇都活了。
Look up to the brown serpent and you will become alive.
神家正常的时候。
When the condition is normal in house of God.
我们一回到神家都活了。
Every time we come to the house of God, we become alive.
不是说你一出神家就死了哈。
I don't mean that when you walk out of the house of God, then you die.
正常我们都应该活着。
Normally, we should all become very alive.
可是很多时候我们出去的时候就像那个撒玛利亚人的故事被碰到强盗被打得半死有时候。
But oftentimes when we leave the house of God, we're like the Samaritans, we got beaten by the robbers.
盗贼来偷窃杀害毁坏。
Because the thief comes to steal, kill and destroy.
他借着罪恶伤害我们。
It comes to harm us with sin.
借着世界伤害我们。
And to harm us with the world.
甚至借着我们碰到的人来伤害我们。
And even through people we come in contact with,He tried to harm us.
被打得半死，倒在路边。
And then we got beat up and lying on the roadside.
弟兄姊妹，我们爬不回来，就叫人家帮我抬回来啊。
If we cannot even crawl back, ask someone to carry you back.
带回到主的面前，就都活了。
After we are being brought back to the Lord, we become alive.
这里有神，这里有爱，这里有生命。
We have God, love, and life.
那所以我们真的希望我们今年好好的来爱耶稣，也好好的彼此相爱哈。
Let's love the Lord dearly this year and love one another.
虽然我们不会说，但是有行动的爱。
Even though we might not know how to express it, but let's have action.
虽然我们爱的道理讲的不够清楚，但是我们里面就希望彼此切实相爱。
We might not explain the theory or the knowledge of love very clearly, but let's love one another.
所以圣经上非常强调。切实相爱。
Since we have to love one another in reality.
好，我们今天要讲那个亲爱众圣徒。我们昨天是讲到 这个爱必须有根有基。
Yesterday, when we talk about love for all the saints, we said this love has to be grounded and rooted.
神的儿女们必须要认识到，除了我们天然与生俱有的爱以外，神在基督耶稣里面把一个神的爱 agape 赐给我们。
Children of God should have this knowledge that in addition to our human natural love, God has given to us in Christ an agape love.
它是一个完全不同的源头、性质和结果的爱。
This love is of different origin, a different nature, and with different consequences.
今天地上的人都需要爱。
The whole world needs love.
今天地上的人都在讲爱。
And everyone is talking about love.
今天地上人还有很多人也真的在相爱。
And many people are loving one another.
但是也有很多人在爱的里面受了伤害，这个爱不能持久，经不起考验。
But yet, at the same time, many are hurt by love, which cannot withstand testing.
现在比较少看到年轻的女孩子感情很好手牵手了，因为怕人家以为你是同性恋。
Nowadays, we don't see girls holding hands, good friends holding hands, because they're afraid to be mistaken for being lesbian.
在我们那个年代，好多女生都手牵手逛街的，对不对？
But in our generation, we see girls, good friends holding each other, holding hands and shopping. They seem to be frightened by it.
哇，你常常看到很多人感情好得很，手牵手，天天混在一起。过一阵子成为仇人的也是他们。
Oftentimes we will see girls who are good friends who are holding each other's hands, but then.Pretty soon they become enemies or they don't talk to each other anymore.
爱是爱得死去活来，恨也恨得死去活来的。
They love and then they hate, like with the extreme.
原来爱得不得了，好得不得了，所以什么秘密都跟他讲了。
When they are good friends, they share all the secrets to each other.
等到出问题的时候，什么秘密都被他揭发出去了。
But then when they have a fight, then their secrets got exposed too.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个爱是世界上的爱，常常经不起考验的。
And this is the worldly love which cannot withstand testing.
所以我们昨天晚上讲到一件很重要的事情，从神哪里来的爱？爱是从神来的。
So last night we talked about something very important that love comes from God.
这个爱是由是会分辨是非啊，是有知识有见识的爱。
And this love has knowledge and discernment. It can approve what's excellent.
而且这个爱是一定有具体行动的爱。
And this love will have action.
这个爱是 never fail, 而且 never end. 它永不止息，而且永远不失败的。
And this is a love that will never end and will never fail.
还经得起考验的。
It can withstand testing.
最后我们也说到这个爱具有永恒的价值。
And lastly, this love has eternal value.
是我们每一个人都宝贝需要的。
It's something we cherish and we all need.
而且真正在 agape 里面所有的经历所有的表现都有永远的价值。
Everything, all our experiences,And our knowledge in agape has eternal value.
你看玛利亚在爱的里面献了香膏给主耶稣，到现在2000年了，人类都还在纪念这瓶香膏。
Mary, in her love for the Lord, offered up the alabaster jar of nard, and then even now, even up to today, people are still remembering.
那个香膏早就不知道到哪里去了。
The fragrance has already vanished.
但是那个香膏背后的爱到永世里面都在。
But yet the love behind it has lasted through eternity.
所以今天我们在爱里面，在 agape 里面，不管对神，对我们亲爱的人，所有 agape 的表现，神都算数的。
All expressions done in agape will be counted by God.
今天我们继续要来往前走哈，爱的源头，我们要认识有一个特殊宝贵的爱是从神来的。
After we know the origin of love which comes from God, today we're going to move one step forward.
接着我们要来活在这个爱里面，爱不是给我们讨论的。
Tonight we're going to see that this love is not to be discussed, but to be lived.
爱是一个生命。
It is a life.
它自然就会成为生活。
And then it will become our living.
我们要来读一节很重要的圣经哈，以弗所书第五章。
We will read one important passage, Ephesians chapter 5.
我在纲要上面写过，大家要预读整个以弗所书第四章到 第六章第九节啊。
I ask on the outline to pre-study Ephesians chapter 4 through chapter 6 verse 9.
以弗所书前三章是讲到神永远的旨意，讲到一个属天一个这么高的旨意和神的计划。
The first three chapters of Ephesians talk about God's high eternal will.
后面三章 他把一个这么高的意象，这么永恒的旨意带到最平凡的生活里面来。
And in the last three chapters, he brought us from the high purpose of God to the most basic and practical living.
要让我们能够在最平凡的生活里面，我们来经历他，来活出他来。
That we get to experience him and live out of him in our most ordinary life.
我们没有时间讲那么多了，我们挑一节，就是第五章第一节跟第二节来读。
So I will, we will read chapter 5 verses 1 to 2.
我们一起来读啊。
Let's read together.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍己，知道自己当作馨香的供物献与神。好，在这里保罗说你们要效法神。
Paul is telling us to be imitators of God.
效法神什么呢？其实是接到第四章最后结束，他说你们要彼此饶恕，正如神在基督耶稣里面饶恕你们一样。
So what do we imitate God about?To be, that's actually connecting to the last verse of chapter 4.
而他底下接着说，你们要像那个蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
The last verse of chapter 4 says we have to forgive one another, and that we should be dear children, beloved children of God.
这是讲到我们的身份，我们应该像个蒙慈爱的儿女。老约翰说，我们也真是他的儿女啊。
So that is our identity. We are dear, beloved children, and John says we are his children.
而第二节他是说。不仅要有这样子的身份，也要凭爱心行事。
And in addition to having this identity, he also says we have to walk in love.
啊，那么听到 Christine 刚才讲的哈，凭爱心行事，英文是说 walk in love， 要行走在爱中。
So it is to walk in love.
换句话说，我们的 daily life， 我们的道路，我们的生活，我们的每一个 step 都应该是在爱的里面。
So every single step of our daily life should be done in love.
那这个榜样是什么呢？正如基督爱我们，为我们舍己，然后当作馨香的祭物献给神。
So who is our example? Paul says to be like Christ. Just as Christ has loved us and gave himself for us, we too should love.
所以在这里讲到爱的那个原则，基督给我们立的榜样叫做舍己。
So Christ has been an example, set an example, and the principle is to self-denial.
而爱有一个很重要的目的，它是像着一个献祭一样，是为着神把它归给神的。
And one important purpose of love is to sacrifice as an offering to God.
我想其他的经文我们回去自己读好了哈。那我们时间的关系，我们经文就停在这里。但是我们今天要讲的一个很重要的题目叫做我们要行走在爱中，行在爱中。
And this concludes our scripture reading for tonight, and the rest you can read at home. But today our message is to how to walk in love.
要行走在爱的里面。弟兄姊妹，我们昨天已经讲过，爱不仅仅是一个最大的恩赐。
Yesterday we said that love is not only the greatest gift.
爱不仅仅是神给我们最大的诫命。
Not only the greatest commandment.
爱不仅仅是一个最妙的道。
And it's the most wonderful way.
弟兄姊妹，爱也是存留到永远的。
And love will last through eternity.
是最大的啊。
It is the greatest.
而且在这里讲到这个爱是一个最美的见证。
And it's the most beautiful testimony.
那个约翰福音十三章呢，你告诉我们，主给了我们一条新命令。
And then,
是什么
？First Corinthians chapter 13 says.God has given us a new command.
叫我们要彼此相爱。
That we will love one another.
所以你会听到有人故意在那里开玩笑说第十一诫是什么？第十一个commandment 是什么？
So some may ask you, what's the 11th commandment?
有很多人就说那是老婆永远不会错。
And then some may joke say that our wives are never wrong.
或是有人就加的第十一个是什么什么什么。
Or they add something else to be the 11th commandment.
就是其实我们不是在主的话上加什么减什么哈。主说我给你们一条新命令。
Actually, we're not adding to any of God's words, but the Lord himself says, I give you a new commandment.
这个命令叫我们彼此相爱。
It is to love one another.
当我们真彼此相爱的时候
，We truly love one another.
世人就认出你们是我的门徒。
And the world will know that you are my disciples.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在世人面前，一个让人家驳不倒的见证，就是在这里有爱。
One testimony that we can have before the world is our love for one another.
我们爱神。
When we love God,
我们彼此相爱,
and we love one another.
今天有多少的人跨进神家, 当他们还听不懂福音的时候, 已经先被爱感动了。
So many people, when they come to the house of God, even before they understand the principles of gospel, they're already touched by the love.
他们觉得这一般人怎么不一样呢?
They see that these people are different.
这般人为什么在一起这么真诚呢?
How can they be so true and sincere to one another?
他们为什么那么甘心牺牲自己去做各样的事情呢?
Why can they sacrifice themselves to for others?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常活的见证。
And that is a living testimony.
所以当我们在这里讲到要开始在行在爱中的时候，
As we talk about walking in love,
弟兄姊妹, 每一个人都需要爱，
Everyone needs love,
每一个人都渴慕爱，
And everyone longs for love.
爱是神给我们最好的礼物， 让人享受的。
And love is the greatest gift from God for us to enjoy.
但是爱却被仇敌破坏的最厉害。
But yet love is mostly damaged by the enemy.
今天的人类世人中间讲到的爱， 那简直是不是爱了， 几乎是变成禽兽之间的关系了。
Nowadays, the love that the world talks about is not, cannot even be mentioned as love.
这么纯净的爱， 只是变成动物的本能， 异性相吸， 或是sex的需要。
It has been downgraded to lust, physical attractions.
弟兄姊妹， 我们需要被神带回到 不仅仅起初神造人的爱， 而且是那个 agape 神的爱里面来。
We need to be brought back to the original love that God created us, and even more to the agape love.
而这里告诉我们要行在爱中， 有一个最好的榜样， 就是正像基督一样。
And the example of walking in love is Christ.
基督给我们立了一个很好的榜样， 就是他爱我们， 他舍己， 为神。
And Christ has set a good example for us that He loves us, He gave Himself for God.
弟兄姊妹, 这两个点都很重要。
And these are very important points.
我先讲第二个, 再回第一个, 免得我讲完第一个, 忘了第二个。
So let me mention about the second one so that I don't forget about the first one.
我跟你说, 你碰到不可爱的人, 或是碰到代价付不出来的时候,
when we meet someone that is not lovable or we cannot afford the price,
一个最重要的秘诀和出路就是为主。
The one way out, the secret is to do it for the Lord.
你看你家老公那副德性， 你怎么想顺服他都顺服不来。
If you just cannot obey your husband,
你看一下你家里面妻子， 哇， 那么凶悍， 你怎么爱他都爱不来。
Or you just cannot love your wife.
弟兄姊妹， 为主。
For the Lord, remember.
当我们真为神的时候，
If we do it for the Lord,
你发现那个 agape 那个说不出来的力量和爱在我们里面来替代我们。
Then you will discover this agape, this unexpressible power that is within us.
你在神家洗扫厕所， 想说为什么别人都不来扫，是我这个大医生来扫呢？
When you clean the bathroom and thinking, why is that no one else is helping me? And then me as a doctor is cleaning the bathroom.
你旁边还有一个大博士来扫呢。
Or there's another PhD is helping you.
出路是什么?
And then what is your way out?
为主。
For the Lord.
对不对? 不然的话我们心里面久了总是会有感觉的。
Otherwise we will hold grudges.
可是我们无论做什么， 从心里做像是给主做的， 弟兄姊妹通通不一样。
Whatever we do, do it for the Lord, it will make a difference.
你爸爸叫你去洗碗， 你会想说为什么不叫姐姐洗， 要叫我洗。
If your dad asks you to go wash dishes, and you might mumble, how come not my sister?
弟兄姊妹，我们这个爱常常会讲理由的。
Because our love always argues.
可是当我们为着主的时候， 你发现你很多东西就不真了。
But if we do it for the Lord, then we see that we no longer argue.
而主给我们爱的原则， 最重要的是讲到舍己。
And the most important principle of love is to deny ourselves.
弟兄姊妹， self-centered, 自我中心， 是活在爱中最大的挑战和困难。
Self-centeredness is the most the greatest challenge and difficulty of walking in love.
今天人在爱的事情上会受伤， 会出问题， 都是因为我们 self-centered.
Today, why people are being hurt by love is because of self-centeredness.
你会说余弟兄， 你不要这样讲吗？ 你又不知道我。
You may say, oh, brother Yu, you cannot say that. You don't understand me.
我问你一个问题， 你拿到照片的团体照， 你先看你还是先看别人？
Let me ask you a question. When you get a group picture, whom do you look for first? Isn't it yourself?
现在都是用 digital 的， 以前都是洗照片的。 你照了三张 group picture， 人家跟你说， 你一定要送我一张。 你是挑你自己照的好看的， 还是挑别人照的好看的？
When you ask for a group picture, which one do you pick? Isn't it the one that you look the most beautiful?
你会扎洗哪一张？
Which one will you reprint?
扎洗那个自己闭眼睛打呵欠的那一张？
Will you reprint the one that you have your eyes closed?
还是扎洗那张你觉得哎呀我怎么居然会有这么漂亮的一张照片？
Or the one that you look so nice?
弟兄姊妹，我们一定是朝着自己去的，这个 self-centered 是本性，你知道吗？
Of course we always pick that because this is our self-centered nature.
所以要在爱的里面，要行在爱中，要能够真正活出 agape， 你必须先要学习舍己的。
So in order to walk in love, in agape, we have to learn to deny ourselves.
不懂得舍己的人是不可能活出真正的爱来的。
If we don't know how to deny ourselves, it's impossible for us to walk in love.
因为就算我们好像觉得有爱，那个爱早晚会被暴露，会显明，它其实还是自私的。
Even if we feel we have some kind of love, which will ultimately be exposed, that it is selfish.
那什么叫舍己的爱？
So what is a self-denial love?
一方面我们讲到我们当我们牺牲我们肯付代价，这叫舍己，这是我们很容易了解的哈。
Yes, it's easy to understand that we deny ourselves and then we pay a price.
有什么 光这个就不容易了。
Even that is already not easy.
我到过很多的教会，很多的弟兄姊妹后来说他不愿意当小组长，不愿意打开家来，因为打开家本身是代价。
I've been to many churches and then some will say that they are not willing to open up their house for small group meetings anymore because it costs a price.
对不对？你现在要来聚会，你还把家弄干净。
When you open up your house for small group meetings, you have to first clean up your house.
你还要准备一些吃的或是一些喝的。
And prepare some food and drinks.
而且更大的代价还不是这些。
And then there's even greater price than the.
在聚会的时候，弟兄姊妹带着那些小家伙跑来，哇，那些小家伙根本爸爸妈妈不管他。好像来到不是来到动物园，来到儿童乐园一样。
And then, what's worse is that some will bring their children, and then they're uncontrollable as if they're in the amusement park.
哎呀，到了人家家沙发上滚上滚下的，哦，拿蜡笔就在墙壁上画的。
What happens if they jump up and down on the sofa, or even use crayon to draw on the wall?
哎呀，红豆汤妈妈要喂了不要，她硬要自己吃，就撒到白地毯上面。
Or spill red bean soup on the white carpet.
哎，弟兄姊妹，很多人到了最后实在受不了，他没有办法再打开家。
Many people eventually give up and not open up their house anymore.
尤其是那些爸爸妈妈把孩子带到人家家以后，好像难得有 babysitter 都不管的。
And then, there's some people after they bring their kids to other people's house and they just let go and they enjoy their freedom.
弟兄姊妹不容易，打开家真是不容易，要付代价，要舍己。
It's not easy to open up your house for small group meetings. It costs a price.
你在神家服事要不要付代价？
Does it cost a price to serve at church?
我跟你讲，你只要看了一般弟兄姊妹，今天这边有一个需要，你马上就能够看出这些人属灵的生命如何的。
Whenever there's a need, then you can see the spiritual conditions of people.
你们如果要追男朋友或追女朋友哈，我们建议你们把他带到我们家来。
If you have a candidate and you want to pursue, then I suggest that you bring him or her to my house.
而且不要只带他一个人来，是在一个团体来的时候。
And don't just bring him or her alone, but with a group of people.
然后吃完饭，你看看他会不会帮忙收盘子，帮忙洗碗。
And after meals, see if she or he will volunteer to wash dishes or clean up.
当有的人这个装假功夫很好，那就没办法。
Well, some may pretend very well, then there's nothing we can do.
你在教会里面，年轻人也一样，大人也一样。神家说有事情，你就发现很多人哈哈，这个有事，那个有事，通通不见。
It's the same with young people or adults. Whenever there's a need, some may just go away with an excuse.
要舍己就要付代价，需要牺牲的。
To deny ourselves, it costs a price.
你不要以为来神家当所谓的教会领袖，当长老，当执事，当传道人就容易，不容易的。
Don't think it's easy to be a church leader, to be elders or deacons. It's not easy.
我信主40年了哈。
I've been a Christian for 40 years.
我劝你，如果想当 leader 的话，到世界去当，不要来神家当。
I advise you, if you want to be a leader in the world, not at church.
如果你对 leader 的定义是抓权，叫人家听你的话，你到世界去。
If you think leadership is a symbol of power, then go to the world. Don't come to church.
在神家当 leader 永远是榜样，永远是代价，永远是责任。
To be a leader at church, it always takes an example, and then you have to pay a price and a lot of responsibility.
有一次有一架小飞机突然出了问题哈，那个
small airplane had a problem.
那个 pilot 跑出来问大家说：“你们中间有谁是会祷告的？”
And then the pilot came to the passengers and asked, "Is anyone here knows how to pray?"
假装那天威廉正好在，威廉举手说，我会祷告，然后我平常会。
Suppose William was on the plane and he probably raised his hand and said, "I know how to pray."
哦，那个 pilot 说太好了，太好了。他说我们现在这个正好降落伞少了一个，好，所以这个。你好好祷告。
And then the pilot says, "Great. Now we're short of one parachute, so maybe just you can pray for yourself. Good luck."
不信主的人会欺负信主的人。
See, the non-Christians know how to take advantage of Christians.
那信主的弟兄姊妹会欺负那些信主多年的弟兄姊妹。
And Christians and young Christians know how to take advantage of mature Christians.
你可以发脾气，你说你是传道人，你怎么可以发脾气？
Yes, you can have a temper, but not the preachers or the pastors.
哎呀，今天需要有人去打扫，你们长老去打扫，我为什么要打扫？
So if we need someone to clean up, okay, elders should go.
我还年轻嘛。
I'm still a young person.
哎，我一讲这句话就想起好好小子，不能叫你好好 ，Aaron.
I remember Aaron when he was young.
我记得他很小很小很小的时候，他哥哥那天在那边玩 Lego， 他近视就是要去破坏。
I remember when Aaron was very young and his brother was playing Legos and he just wanted to mess up the Legos.
我跟他说不准去啊。
And I forbid him from going.
后来我们去忙别的事，就过一下里面这个世界大战发生了。
And then I went and I walked away and then there was World War in the room.
他还是去老虎身上拔毛去了。
And then he tried to mess up with his brother.
所以哥哥也生气了，他也被搞哭了。我说刚才不是叫你不要去，你为什么要去呢？
So his brother got mad and then he was crying. So I said, "I told you not to go. Why did you go?"
他还理直气壮的说，因为我小嘛。
And
then
he has all the reasons. He says, "Oh, because I'm young. I'm still young." Okay. This is not part of my message.
在神家里面很多赖皮的人啊，我跟你讲。
So in the same way, at church, there are many people who are not reasonable.
要舍己，不仅仅讲付代价，要牺牲。第二个舍己，你要学习站在对方的地位。进入对方的感觉，你才可能真正爱人如己嘛，不然你怎么可能爱他呢？
In addition to self-denial and sacrifice, we also have to emphasize and to understand others by being in their shoes. Otherwise, how can we love our neighbors ourselves?
因为很多的时候，我们都是从自己的角度去看事情，去想事情。
Because a lot of times we see things or think things from our own perspective.
所以我们就会对别人有很多的不满。
So we were not satisfied.
或者我们觉得别人的 life 比我们容易多了。
We have a lot of complaints, and we think others have an easier way.
就像有一个老师，他的这个班上好几十个孩子，他实在有一天累得不得了，在讲台上，他叹了一口气啊。
One day, a teacher was very tired, and so she just sighed to her class.
他的学生说，他说老师，你干嘛叹气啊
？And one of the students asked, "Why do you sigh, teacher?"
所有的作业都是我们做，考试是我们考，你有什么好叹气的？
The student says, "We are the one have to do the homework, and we are the one have to take the test. Why do you sigh?"
你们不 agree?
Do you agree?
因为你们没有站到老师这边去想。
Because you are not thinking from her perspective.
就像有时我们中间有一个弟兄跟我讲，他看我预备讲道说这么紧张这么累，他说啊，你预备讲你讲台还要预备的。
Just like once a brother discovered that I have to prepare for sermon, he was rather surprised.
他说我以为你站上去就可以讲的。
He was rather surprised. Oh, you have to prepare for your sermon? I thought you could just speak whenever you step up.
我说你外行人讲外行话。
I said you don't understand.
因为怎么样，很多时候我们没有进到对方的感觉的时候，我们不容易真正爱人如己，那是不可能的事。
When we don't empathize with others, we cannot love them as ourselves.
你听过吗？以前有个 waiter 端了一碗面，烫烫的面出来，送到桌子上去。
You heard the story once. A waiter brought a hot noodle soup to a table.
他那个脏脏的指头还伸到面汤里面去了。
And then his finger was in the soup.
哎呀，那个客人吓死了，他说你的指头。
The customer was so frightened. Your finger.
他说没有关系，他说我不怕烫。
The waiter says, it's okay. I'm not afraid of heat.
所以我们根本都没有进到人家的感觉。
We do not understand others' feeling.
所以我们也不会忽视别人的。
So we don't know how to serve others.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，你要舍己，要能够真正有舍己的爱，我们要学习放下自己，进到对方的感觉。
In order to learn self-denial love, sacrificial love, we have to put down ourselves and enter into another's feeling.
舍己的爱需要牺牲，需要付代价，这是我们容易明白的。
Now we can understand we need to lay down ourselves and pay a price.
舍己的爱要学习不再以自我为中心，要学习进到对方的需要，对方的感觉。
And we have to learn not to be self-centered, but to empathize with others' feelings.
孔老夫子、苏格拉底都说己所不欲，勿施于人。
Both Confucius and Socrates says, do not do to others what you do not others do to you.
这还是比较消极的，主耶稣更积极的，你希望人怎样对你，你也要怎样对人。
But that's rather passive, and our Lord Jesus is more active and positive. He says, do to others what you want others do to you.
这个舍己的第二面，我们要以对方进入对方的感觉跟需要里面去。 So
the second aspect of self-denial is to enter into other people's feelings.
而舍己的第三方面。And
the third aspect of self-denial.
我舍己不是只是在这里牺牲，只是付代价，我是为你真正的好。
We're not, when we say self-denial, we don't just lay down ourselves, but we do it for your own good.
这是一个非常积极的爱，是为了你真正的好。
It is a very positive love. It is for your good.
弟兄姊妹，当我们如果讲到这件事情的时候，
when we talk about this,
你要为对方真正的好的时候，你就不能够只当好好先生了。
If this is for other people's good, then we cannot just be a wishy-washy, a Miss Goody.
你看，有一些爸爸妈妈在孩子面前就是想当一个这个跟孩子息事宁人，好爸爸好妈妈哈，然后就不管孩子了。Okay,
some parents they just want to be the nice mom and nice dad to their children, and they don't control or discipline them.
所以就把孩子给害死了。
And that's actually harming the kids.
他小的时候跟你在一起，18年在一起，他可以活得很快乐，因为你都听他的。
Your children might enjoy the first 18 years of their life while living with you because you let them do whatever.
18年之后出去，我跟你讲，他就痛苦死了。
But after 18 years, when they leave the house, they will start suffering.
因为从他离开家门的那一天开始，所有碰到的人都不会像你一样那样子，对对。
The moment that they leave their house, everyone they meet will not treat them like you treat them.
他所有的苦头连本带利都要吃回来，一辈子的。
And then they will suffer even more than their enjoyment at home.
他不懂得怎么做丈夫，不懂得怎么做妻子，不懂得怎样跟人相处，不懂得怎样面临挫折，面临失败。
They don't know how to be a husband, they don't know how to be a wife, they don't know how to treat others, they don't know how to handle failure.
他们不知道如何面对困难，面对挑战，面对压力。
They don't know how to face difficulties, challenges, or even pressures.
因为父母在的时候把他全部都弄得好好的。
Because their parents have taken care of all these for them.
记得我跟你们讲过，我去钟明叔叔家，他们家的鹦鹉被吓死了吗？
Remember when I visit on Zhongming Shushu, their parents got frightened and then
我应该讲清楚一点，好像我到他家把他鹦鹉吓死了，不是。
Okay, let me explain. The parrot was not shocked by me.
鸟笼子里面两只鹦鹉，一只大鸟来，其中一只就吓得心脏病，吐血死掉的。
Okay, they have two parrots, and then once a big bird came, and it just frightened the parrot, and then the parrot got heart attack and died instantly.
后来旁边的弟兄告诉我们说，现在的养鸡场都是吃激素，啪一下就长得大大的，一只大鸡啊。
And then another brother told us that nowadays when they raise chicken for meat, and then they raise chicken very quickly because they feed them hormones.
他们心脏没有长好，心血不健全，所以整个人不健，根本不是整个，整只鸡根本不健康的。
And then the chicken, after being fed with growth hormones, they will grow very rapidly, but their heart does not grow accordingly.
他说你走到养鸡场，他一拍手可以死好几只啊。
So if you walk into a chicken farm and just clap, you will frighten and then scare many chickens to death.
他们从这里把鸡运到另外一个地方，这个车子路上颠簸就死了不知道多少鸡了。
As they transport chickens from one place to another, just by the road travel, that many chickens will die.
弟兄姊妹，舍己的爱是因为我知道什么东西是对你真好，我必须付上代价来帮助你。
So when we love with a sacrificial love, we have to do it for others' own good, and we have to know what is the right thing to do.
神家里面有很多人想当好好先生的人。
Many people at church want to be the Mr. Nice Guy.
看见弟兄姊妹错，看见弟兄姊妹不对，我们是要包容。
Yes, we have to bear with one another.
但是积极的爱是不仅仅包容，而且是成全。
But if a more positive love is not just to bear each other, but also to build up each other.
那个浅浅的爱就是相安无事啊，你尊重我，我尊重你，你喜欢我，我喜欢你。
A shallow love can keep the superficial peace that we have peace with one another.
深一点的爱 ，care enough to confront. 碰到困难，碰到犯罪的事，碰到不对的事，我们要去面对它。
But a deeper love dares to confront. When we can confront with sin, with wrongdoing.
那个更深的爱是一个成全的爱，我明天早上再讲。
So that's a deeper love, a love that will edify. We will talk about it tomorrow.
今天我们在地上看见有一个人，如果去纠正别人，我们会觉得说，哎，你为什么没有爱心？不要随便讲这个话。
So whenever we see someone correcting others, please don't quickly criticize them for not having enough love.
今天肯虚心接受别人纠正的人已经越来越少了。
Nowadays, fewer people are humble enough to accept correction.
今天人肯冒着得罪你的代价，真正在爱里面肯来成全你的人更少了。
Even fewer people dare to confront, to correct in order to build you up.
我记得以前跟你们讲过，有一次这个我跟他讲他名字也没关系，他来到你们都跟他很熟。这个梁家森弟兄，有一次我们几个人到中国去培训的时候
，Once I went to China with Brother Timothy Liang for mission trip.
那他心肠实在是很善良哈。
He's a very kind person.
有一天我们去了中国好几年，只有那一次有机会弄半天的时间冲到长城去看一下，又再回来。
That was the only time that we had some leisure half day leisure time, so we rushed to the Great Wall.
从来没看过长城，就很想去看一看，就隔了几年才有机会去看。
So, in many years, that was the only chance I got to see the Great Wall.
那天我们三个人啊，然后就包了一辆车就赶去了。
So that day, three of us went to the Great Wall.
没想到那个计程车司机开车速度之快，开了140公里左右。
And we hired a taxi. The driver drove so fast. He drove like 140 kilometers per hour.
我们都很紧张。我坐在后面，我就一直跟他讲，我说先生，我说师傅，请你开慢一点啊，不需要这么赶。
We were very nervous, and so I asked the taxi.
I didn't say I'm very nervous.
Okay, so I asked the taxi driver to please slow down. We're not in a rush.
我只是叫他慢一点，我都没有那么急。
I said that very calmly.
That 爱要包容，凡事包容。Anyway,
bear with each other.
结果跟他讲了三遍以后，我就不好意思再讲了，我就戳一戳梁家森，因为他坐在前面。
Okay, after I said it three times to the taxi driver, I felt it's probably not good to say it again, so I asked Brother Liang.
跟他比一比，我说你跟他讲一下。
I pointed, I gestured, tell him.
哇，他就这样上下看他好久都不讲话。
Brother Timothy, look at the taxi driver over and over, just didn't say anything.
然后憋了好久，终于讲一句话。他说：“师傅啊，他说你车子的引擎真好了。
” And finally he said, "Okay, Mr. The engine of your car is really good."
这是他的纠正 correction.
And that is his way up to correct.
因为他的纠正隐藏在。我不能讲十八层哈，至少三五层 deep 底下。
It's very subtle and deeply implied.
你的引擎很好，表示车子开得很正常，不仅仅正常，而且开得很快。
So your car engine is very good, which means that it runs very smoothly and it runs very fast.
他已经照着我的要求去成全司机了。
Yes, he according to my request, he tried to.Correct the driver.
我跟你讲，弟兄姊妹，如果神家里面都是这么客气的人的话，我们都不长进。
But let me tell you the truth. If every one of us is so polite, then none of us will grow.
至少我们会长进得很慢。
Or we will grow very slowly.
我们需要在主里面不要去当好好先生，要当做一个真正爱人的人。
So let's not try to be the Mr. Nice Guy, but to be someone who truly loves.
主耶稣有没有爱？
Does Jesus have love?
你敢说没有？
You dare say no?
对不对？他为我们死在十字架上。
Yes, he died for us on the cross.
等一下我们会后要唱的，哦，主，我要像你。
Are we going to sing the song, Oh, I want to be like thee?
我们都希望像耶稣。
We want to be like Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣温和，今天早上边伯伯讲的心里柔和谦卑，我们都认为就是这样子。
Yes, Jesus is humble and lowly in heart.
你好好去读圣经，主耶稣进了圣殿以后，主耶稣是什么样子？
But if you study the scripture carefully, what did he do after he went to the temple?
他把人家桌子都掀掉了，你知道吗？
He turned over the tables.
把兑换银钱的，买卖银，这个牛羊的，这些鸽子的，主把他们全部翻掉。
He turned over the tables of those money exchangers.
而且把人家鞭子抢过来打他们出去的。
He then used their whips to drive them out of the temple.
你会说哇，这是 Jesus。
You say, wow, this is Jesus?
弟兄姊妹，真的爱 never compromise.
Brothers and sisters, true love never compromises.
在罪恶的面前，在得罪神的面前，在违背神旨意的面前，在伤害神家见证的事情上，他从来不 compromise.
True love never compromises when facing sin or things that will destroy the house of God.
保罗爱他们，爱神的儿女们，爱到一个地步，他说我的命为你们舍的都可以。
Paul loves children of God to a point that he says he was willing to give his life for them.
但是保罗说你要我来的时候带着刑杖来呢，还是带着神的恩慈来？
But then he asks, do you want me to come with the discipline rod or come with the mercy of God?
弟兄姊妹啊，我们不要把爱用自己的观念，这是天然人的观念来看。真实的爱，他不仅仅肯牺牲，他不仅仅为你着想，而且真实的爱是为着我们的好处的。
Please do not interpret love according to our natural concept. True love not only will cause sacrifice, but also will build it up for your good.
所以这是爱啊。
And that is love.
好，但是主耶稣给我们立的榜样，一个原则就是舍己，而且是为着神。
So this is the example that Jesus Christ has set up for us.
那底下我
to sacrifice for God.
底下我们来看看行在爱中的一些实际的事情。
Now let's look at some realities.How to walk in love.
我每一个只能稍微点一点点、啊、
I can only touch a little bit every single point.
因为爱的题目太大了，你要我们讲十堂二十堂都可以的。
Because the topic is so big and we can have more than 10 messages about love.
我们只是点几个很重要的点。
I'll just point to you some important points.
我这里只提三个点。
I'll mention three.
而这三个点像上台阶一样，每下一个点都比这个点更高一层。
These three points, they are like ascending steps. And then the second step is always higher than the previous one.
第一个讲到爱中的接纳和包容 accepting and forbearing.
First, accepting and forbearing in love.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做接纳，爱里面的接纳和包容？
What does it mean to accept and bear with one another in love?
接纳就是我接纳，不管你是怎样的人，我先接纳你。Allow difference.
When we accept, unconditionally, we allow differences.
今天在神家里面各式各样的人都有。
Because in the church of God, we have all kinds of people.
各种背景的人都有。
With all backgrounds.
仇敌的诡计就是任何人事物都可能在神家筑起隔断的墙。
And then the scheme of enemy is to cause division with any kind of differences.
叫人分。
He's trying to divide.
喜欢唱长诗的，喜欢唱短诗的。
And he divides those who love to sing long songs and then the short songs.
哎，我在 Leadership 杂志里面看见一些漫画，这个招待客人一来就问他说，你是拍手的到这边，不拍手的到那边。
And I see a cartoon in Leadership magazine that the usher will ask newcomers, okay, if you clap, sit on this side. If you don't, sit on that side.
你的祷告是那种。阿们哈利路亚的坐这边，那种说不出来叹息的坐这边。
If you pray with hallelujah, then you sit on this side. If you pray with sighing and then quiet, sit on this side.
你看教会有各式各样的分啊，有年轻的、年长的，我们也要分，中文的、英文的要分，广东话的要分。
There are all kinds of divisions, divide by age, divide by languages.
同样是福建的啊，福州的要分，厦门的要分。
Or divide by localities. Many things can cause division.
我听到一个弟兄跟我讲说，有一次他到美国中北部去的时候，他说他去了，你们才知道教会各式各样的分裂。A
brother once told me that he went to the Midwest or the North side, and then he discovered all kinds of division in the church.
他简直不能相信，居然。 喝咖啡的弟兄姊妹是一个 group， 喝茶的弟兄姊妹是一个 group。
He says he just cannot believe it that the group of brothers who will drink coffee and another group who will drink tea。
所以他说他到那边去，他发现的是简直是开了他眼界的。He
just could not believe it. It truly opened his eyes.
所以人家问他说：“弟兄，你要喝什么？”他说：“你给我一杯牛奶好了。”
So they asked brother, "What would you like to drink?" He says, "How about a cup of milk?"
弟兄姊妹，很多东西都可以成为我们分。我们要学习在主的面前。 爱是接纳 allow difference.
A lot of things can divide us. We have to accept one another, and love is to accept.
而且不仅仅这样，往前跨一步，它是包容。不仅仅我们容许有不同。
Not only we allow difference, we have to have one step forward.
我们也需要在主里面知道，我们都是人，难免犯错，要 allow mistakes.
That we will allow mistakes and bear with one another.
我记得十几年前，我不记得哪一年了啊，这个世界杯足球赛那个 soccer game.
I don't remember which year, but the World Cup.
在那个冠亚军赛，哥伦比亚队有一个队员，因为敌人不是敌人哈，对手攻过来的时候，他为了安全把球自己踢到自己的球门，想给自己的这个守门员。
And in their final game, the team from Colombia, and then one player, in order to keep the ball, he kicked the ball to their own goal.
这个不小心紧张，稍微用力了一点，进去了。But
then he kicked it too hard that it went into their goal.
他们输了。So
they lost the game.
你知道那个队员非常难过。You
know the team player was very sad.
他自己是很杰出的，你知道他们天天经过多少的训练为了国家，结果他为了他这件事情他很难过。So
he was rather sad because he was an excellent athlete.
结果回到他国家没有多久，有一天12个人围着他，把他打死了。After
he went back to his country, one day he was beat up and killed by his teammates.
当你成功的时候，别人给你鼓掌，别人赞美你，别人夸奖你。When
you succeed, people applaud and come and praise you.
当他失败的时候，人家居然不饶恕他。 打死他。His
teammates would not forgive him, but to kill him.
就是这是一个很残酷的时代。This
is a cruel world.
你做的好，做的对，别人接纳你；你一失败，别人把你踩在脚下。If
you do everything right, you are accepted. When you fail, you're trampled by people.
所以我们在神家里面，我们也需要 allow mistakes.
So in the house of God, we need to allow mistakes.
我们也要容许，难免有时候会有一些不和或是伤害的事情不小心发生。
And we know that sometimes hurt and disagreement are inevitable.
我们靠着主的爱，能够包容，能够彼此宽恕。
But with God's love, we can bear with one another and forgive one another.
有一次，有一个警察看见一个妇人过马路闯红灯，他就把她给拦下来。
Once a police saw a woman cross the red light, walking across the red light, so he stopped her.
因为他一看，原来是他小时候的老师啊，常常处罚他的老师。And
then he realized it was his elementary school teacher, who often disciplined him or punished him.
他看到是他，他就说：“秀华，你给我站到路边写100遍啊，我不应该闯红灯。”
So he says, okay, Christine, go to the roadside and write 100 times. I should not have crossed the red light.
你看这么多年都还记在里面。
So he held a grudge for so many years.
但是弟兄姊妹，我仍然要说，当我们讲包容的时候，我们也不是姑息，不是纵容。
When we say we bear with one another, we do not compromise.
刚才哥伦比亚这个球员。
Like the soccer player from Colombia.
我们听了都很难过。
We're very sad about the story.
可是如果他十次比赛犯十次同样的错。
But if he made the same mistake 10 times in 10 games.
100次比赛他都犯同样的错。
If he makes the same mistakes 100 times in 100 games.
你不觉得这个已经不是包容可以解决的问题了吗？
Then it's not something to bear.
而是他的训练，是他的 skill， 是他需要警醒的了。
Then he needs to be watchful. It's about discipline.
所以以前有过一个 这个肢体在神家里面很喜欢搬弄是非，很喜欢在背后讲人。There
was a member at church who loves to criticize and slander.
弟兄姊妹，这个常常给那个聚会带来很多的伤害。And
that caused a lot of trouble and hurt.
然后他每一次被人家逮到的时候，他就说：“求你原谅我，我现在忘记背后，努力面前。”And
whenever this person is caught, he or she always says, "Please forgive me and forget about the past." And look forward to the future.
所以一天到晚就听到他说忘记背后，努力面前。So
we kept on hearing this person saying, forget about the past and look forward to the future.
可是他每一次讲忘记背后，努力面前的时候，不知道教会就阵亡多少人呢？But
every time he or she said that, then actually more and more people are getting hurt.
又不晓得多少器皿被他给破坏了。Because
more and more vessels are being damaged.
所以后来教会的弟兄直接去找他，你不可以再讲。Finally,
brothers from church. Went to this person and said, please stop.
第二个，讲到关怀和服侍。
To care and serve in love.
人来到神的家中，人在自己的家中，其实都很需要彼此关心的。
Men, people need to be cared in their own home or in the house of God.
先不要讲得太高，我为你上刀山下油锅。
Let's not say that we die for each other yet.
我们能够在正常的生活中彼此有真实的关心关怀，已经是很好的事情。It
would be good enough if we have true care for one another.
我记得以前读过一个小故事，讲到苏俄有一个大文豪，他有一次在马路上走路的时候。
I heard of a story, a great writer, a Russian writer, once he was walking on the street.
他经过路边，看见一个乞丐跟他要钱。
And as he was walking on the street, there was a beggar asking for money.
他就停下来，全身收钱，结果发现他那天皮夹子没带，身上什么钱都没有。
He stopped and looked for money and realized he forgot his wallet. He had no money that day.
哎呀，你知道吗？他就满脸亏欠看着那个人，他说 "I'm sorry, my brother."
So he felt so sorry, and then he said to the beggar, "I'm sorry, brother."
哇，你知道那个乞丐一下子眼泪下来，抓着他，他说：“你不用给我什么东西。”他说：“你叫我 brother， 已经让我太快乐了。”
The beggar was so touched that he was in tears. He says, "You don't have to give me anything. The fact that you call me brother is already enough for me."
一直都坐在地上，乞丐当二等公民，被人瞧不起，被人冷眼嘲笑。而居然在这里有一个人这么体面的人叫他 brother.
A beggar sitting on the street, being treated like a second citizen, now are being called brother by a great writer.
有这么一点点的关怀，都会让人活起来的。
A little bit of care can actually bring someone to life.
我记得十几年前，我看见教会一个男孩子，小男孩子从厕所出来，好久没看到他，我hug他一下。More
than 10 years ago, I saw a little boy coming out of the bathroom. I haven't seen for a long time, so I just gave him a hug.
你知道吗？他看着我。And
he looked at me.
他说：“我爸爸从来不这样子对我。”He
says, "My dad never does this to me."
你知道我听得多难过吗
？You know how sad I was.
这样一个轻微的 hug 对我来说是很容易的事情，对他来说是他从来没有经历过的事情。A
simple hug like that was very easy for me, and yet something that he never experienced.
我觉得我们应该走出自己的 comfort zone 跟自我中心的生活模式。I
feel I really feel that we need to walk out of our comfort zone and our self-centered.
多对我们周围的人关心，不要只有上 leader 说起来握三个手才握三个手。Show
more care to people around you. Don't do it when the song leader says go shake hands with three people and then that's the time you do.
不要等到感恩节，我说请你今天回家以前谢五个人，你才开始去谢，平常都不谢的。Don't
wait until Thanksgiving to thank five people as urged by me.
我们要学习在主的面前，我们真的是关怀，而且关怀。 再往前一步是真正的去服侍。And
then one step forward from caring is to serve one another.
我们不仅仅关怀他，我们有具体的行动，有时候我们可以来服侍别人。Not
only that we care, but sometimes we serve.
我这两天早晨聚会坐在边老弟兄旁边。These
couple of days I was sitting right next to Brother Ben.
连续两天，正好同样一件小事情发生。
Two days in a row, something happened.
就是他跟我一起坐下来的时候。As
we both sat down.
那个地毯前面有一个大概只有黄豆大小的一张小白纸张掉在前面了。Oh,
there was this little piece of paper like the size of a soybean on the floor.
他80多岁的老人家就弯腰下去，这样一直捡，他把它勾起来。你知道他整个脸都涨红了，他年纪大。
And this elderly brother just tried very hard to pick up that little piece of paper, and then his face was all red.
然后他把那个小纸屑捡起来，就夹到他的圣经回去再丢。
And then he picked up this little piece of paper and inserted in his Bible, waiting to be thrown away later.
非常小的动作。
It's a very small thing.
可是你知道，你可以知道我们的弟兄是一个采取行动的人。
But you know that our brother is a man of action.
他是一个服侍主的人。
And he's a servant of God.
他不仅仅讲心里柔和谦卑，他自己的生活行动就是柔和谦卑。
He not only preaches to be humble and lowly in heart, he himself is humble and lowly in heart.
主耶稣为门徒洗脚。
The Lord Jesus washed the feet of his disciples.
这么多人 流落到荒岛上，因为天气冷，圣经上告诉我们，保罗起来生取柴生火，因为天冷。
After the shipwreck, Paul set a fire for the survivors on the island.
弟兄姊妹，这种生命的伟大是借着最平凡的事情表现出来的。
Actually, the greatness of life is being manifested in most ordinary things.
今天保罗伟大不仅仅是因为他讲到了历代以来所隐藏的奥秘，神在这个世代向他显明，让他看见启示。
Paul was great not because he had a great revelation about the eternal will and purpose of God.
保罗的伟大就在他生活不经意之间一举手一投足都表现出来。
The greatness of Paul is also manifested in his most ordinary life.
大家都冷天。
Yes, it was a winter cold day.
大家可能都缩在那里。
And everyone was shivering in the corner.
但是保罗圣经上这样平淡的一句话，保罗起来生火，不是点柴，取柴。生火因为天冷。
But then, the Bible simply said Paul collected some wood and set a fire because the weather was cold.
他就服侍他周围的人。
He served the people around him.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神帮助我们哈，这个不光只是口头上的关怀，我们有真正的行动。
Not only may the Lord help us so that we not only care with words but with deeds and actions.
任何神的儿女们。
Any children of God.
只要进到神家。
Whenever they come to the house of
God, 不要带着等别人服侍你的心，永远我们都应该效法基督去服侍别人。
Don't wait to be served by others, but be imitative of Christ to serve others.
就算有一天你搬家到了别的教会，你是所谓的 newcomer,
even if you move to another city someday and become a newcomer to another church,
不要等着别人来伺候你，学习服侍别人。
Don't wait to be served, but to serve others.
我就看到一个故事，讲到两个 newcomer 新来的人到一个教会去。几个礼拜都没人理他们。
I saw a story, I read a story that two newcomers went to a church. For weeks, no one cared and noticed them.
结果在有一个主日的早晨，这两个 newcomers 心里面各有一个想法。
So one Sunday, both of these newcomers had some thoughts.
其中有一个人想说，我今天再给这个教会一次机会，如果没有任何人来问候我，从今以后我到别的教会去。
And then one of them thought, today I'm giving this church the last chance.If still no one comes to greet me, then next time I'm going to another church.
那另外一个人呢，他就想说，我今天到教会去，再没有人问候我的话，我要主动去问候他们。
But another one thought, okay, today I'm going to church, and if no one comes to greet me, I'm going to greet others.
他们不像我们教会，还有个 newcomer group, 知道我们都是 newcomers.
So, I guess, that church is not like our church. We have a newcomers group, and we take.
所以他们两个不知道彼此是 newcomer.
So they didn't know.At each other, they were newcomers to each other.
所以那个决定说今天我要去问候别人的，就去问的那个决定今天要离开的人。
So the one who determined to greet others greeted the one who was going to leave.
这个主的怜悯把他们都留下来了。
So they stay by God's mercy.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们教会 newcomer 的照顾不是 newcomer 去照顾 newcomer.
So I hope at our church.Newcomers are not taken care of by newcomers.
还有更多的弟兄姊妹去关心、去照顾、去服侍他们。
But more brothers and sisters will care and show and greet them.
但是另外一方面，我们也希望我们来到神家，我们就是服侍主的人。
And then we also hope that when we come to house of God, we are servants of God.
好，那我们现在来看第三个，是爱里面它是有劝勉而且有扶持的。
And thirdly, in love we can admonish.And also support.
我们很快的看一节圣经，腓立比书第二章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2. Chapter 2.
第二章第一节，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯， 你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。所以在这里讲到，我们如果有，只要你有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，就要去跟别人 share。
In Philippians chapter 2 verses 1-5 it says, if there's any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, any fellowship of spirit, any affection and mercy, go and share.
你们会发现，如果你三十年前认识我的话，我祷告里面还常常会效法别人，说主啊，我们空空的来，希望饱饱的回去啊。
If you knew me 30 years ago, then you would know that I was praying like others. I would say, Lord, we come here empty-handed, but then we get to go home with fullness.
然后我很早就被校正了，因为如果每一个人都空空的来，就保证每一个人都空空的回去了。
Then, pretty soon I was corrected by others. That if everyone comes to the house of God with empty hand, then we will all go home with empty hand.
我们每一次来聚会都应该求主让我们丰丰富富带着主的恩典来，对不对？像保罗说的。
We should pray like Paul says, that we will come to the house of God with the fullness of God's grace.
我们甚至要不甘心，要着急说，主啊，今天在我里面怎么搞得没有圣灵的感动，没有主里面的安慰，没有什么慈悲怜悯，没有圣灵里面的交通呢？
If someday we have no consolation in Christ, no comfort of love, no fellowship of the Spirit, no affection of mercy, we ought to be anxious.
所以我们如果教会每一个人来都来到这里，是把自己在主面前经历的恩典丰富带来。我跟你讲，聚会太丰富了。
If we all bring with us the grace of God that we experience, our meeting will be so abundant.
哎，我们从一唱诗就不一样。
And our worship will be very different.
我们拨饼也不一样。
Our communion will be different.
一个接一个祷告。
So we will have prayers one after another.
By the way, 我非常 appreciate 你们年轻人那天除夕夜里面的拨饼祷告。
By the way, I really appreciate your prayers on the New Year's Eve.
我知道你们的祷告都不是
at the communion meeting.
都不是为我祷告的，但是我跟你说，我们太多大人被你们 encourage.
I know that you did not pray for my sake, but a lot of us are encouraged by your prayers.
Keep doing that, please.
Keep up the good work.
常常祷告，来到神家，我们就是开口祷告。
Pray often, open our mouths and pray.
就这边，这是叫做圣灵里的交通哈。
That is the fellowship of the Spirit.
我们在爱心里面有什么安慰，我们就是应该这样子。
If we have any comfort of love, we ought to do it.
在家里面是不是？家里面也一样啊。
Same at home.
我是传道人，所以我有一次读到一个故事，我里面感触很多。
I'm a pastor, so once I read the story, and then it really gave me some.
那故事讲到施布珍在教会侍奉的时候受到很大的伤害跟困难，他非常灰心啊。
The story is about Spurgeon. He was hurt while serving a church, and it was very discouraged.
这个被人家称为讲台王子的，你看他一样受这么多伤哈。
And this person is named is called the Prince of.
Prince of.
And then he also can be hurt.
所以他常常就没有劲，就躺在他的大床上面，就是一点服侍的力量都没有，天天就躺在那里。
And then he was very tired and discouraged, so he was just lying in bed.
有一天他躺上去的时候
，One day he was lying in bed.
哎，突然发现天花板不一样了。
And all of a sudden he noticed the ceiling looked different.
天花板上有一个大字报。
And there's a poster.On the ceiling.
我念给你们听哈，他太太把这个马太福音第五章第十一、十二节抄下来。人若因我为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样的坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了。应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。哇，他太太把他抄得漂漂亮亮，一大张纸贴在墙上，贴在天花板上。
It was Mark chapter 5 verses 11 and 12. His wife put on the poster and on the ceiling.
施布珍躺在那里看。
And a Spurgeon read the poster. It's about blessed are those who are persecuted for the kingdom's sake. For great is your reward in heaven.
每次躺上去念一遍。
So as he was reading the poster,
每一次躺上去念一遍。
As he was lying on bed, he would read it once.
念着念着，主大大安慰他，他就起来了。因为所有爱主的人都会经过同样的路。
As he kept reading, and then the Lord encouraged him, and he got re-strengthened because everyone who serves the Lord will go through the same path.
而且他今天遭遇的经历一点不稀奇，因为那从前的人都有。
And then what he experienced is not new. it has happened before.
因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，列造各样的坏话毁谤你们。
If anyone puts you to shame and then
请大家在座也没太多传道人哈，就是要因我才行哈。如果不是因为你，不是为了主的缘故被人家骂，你自己要检讨的。
And then well, if you're being scolded or being put down not because of the Lord's sake, then you need to have some reflection and think about yourself.
所以我们彼此劝勉。
So let's encourage one another.
那我就很感谢主，在我服侍主的路上，每一次灰心疲倦的时候，于师母、念慈姊妹，她永远马上来帮助我，我非常 appreciate.
And I'm very thankful that whenever I feel discouraged while serving the Lord, my wife, Sister Nancy, always encouraged me.
我比她早出来七八年服侍主，她还在 HP 上班，她不管 HP 多忙，她一定抽空从公司跑出来。 陪我散散步，陪我吃个饭，陪我祷告。
I became a full-time minister about 7 or 8 years before her, and every time I got discouraged, no matter how busy she was while she was working at HP, she would always take time off from work and come to take
to
accompany me. We need to support one another.
我不知道我讲那么长。我们需要常常彼此劝勉，彼此扶持啊。So
we need to support and encourage one another.
好，那底下我们讲到行在爱中的实行，我只简单写的，没有空细提了。Lastly,
the practice of walking in love.
行在爱中，真的爱需要付代价，真的爱一定有十字架。True
love costs a price, and true love must have the cross.
弟兄姊妹，真实的爱，没有一个爱是不需要付代价的。No
true love. It's without a price.
真实的爱没有一个不需要十字架的。No
true love is without the cross.
很多的爱爱得很方便，有的时候没有经过十字架的分别洁净。A
lot of love is just convenience, has not been cleansed, circumcised by the cross.
常常是有很多的掺杂，或是动机不纯正，或是我们天然人的爱。So
it might be out of our natural love. Or impure motives.
也很容易出问题啊。And
it can cause problems.
那么以弗所书从第四章一直到第六章第九节，从很多方面来讲到我们中间该有的生活。Ephesians
chapter 4, starting from chapter 4 until chapter 6, verse 9, talks about many practical aspects of our life.
而这些生活方面的教导有几条主要的线贯穿所有的教导。
There are several trends of thought. Throughout these teachings,
爱就是其中一个很重要的。
One of the main threads is love.
所以保罗在以弗所书的后半讲到那个最高的意象，神永远的旨意，怎么样子在今生平凡的生活中来实现的时候。
When Paul talks about how to actualize that great revelation of God's eternal will in our life,
你可以很清楚看见他有分段的哈，是针对教会里面圣徒之间的。
And you can see that he has several sections. One is among the saints at church.
那另外一方面是讲到家庭。
And then another part is about family life.
家庭又分成夫妻跟父母亲跟孩子。
And then between husband and wife, and then between parents and children.
还讲到主仆，有点像我们今天的职场上。
And then masters and slaves, or in today's terms, employers and employees.
最后结束在属灵的征战，因为对仇敌不用讲爱，所以我不放在里面。
And lastly, the book ends with the spiritual warfare. We don't have to talk about love when we deal with the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，这所有之间的关系，要能够在弟兄姊妹之间有真正的爱，夫妻中间有真正的爱，父母亲跟孩子之间有真正的爱，能够在。 工作里面有真正的爱，弟兄姊妹全部都需要十字架。It
takes cross to have true love among the saints, between husbands and wives, between parents and children, and between employers and employees at workplace.
所以我们如果你仔细去读特别前面这一大段讲到教会里面的时候，The
first part talks about the church life.
保罗不仅仅劝我们要同心。The
Paul exhorts us to be of one mind.
保罗劝我们也要除去一切会伤害人和伤害身体的这些苦毒、老恨、毁谤、恶毒这些东西。And
he exhorts us to remove everything that can hurt the church, like the bitterness, slanders, and division.
接着保罗讲到我们需要彼此宽恕，能够彼此相爱。
Paul says we need to forgive one another and love one another.
彼得保罗又接着讲，我们需要像光明的子女行在光中。
He says to be the children of light, to walk in light.
而保罗最后讲到，也讲到我们要彼此在爱中成全，彼此建立。 这是我明天早上特别要讲。
And then we need to build and establish each other in love.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是讲到教会。
And that is our church life.
你知道，两个人要合一都很难的。 你不要说教会这么多人。
You know, it's even already hard enough for two people to become one, let alone a church.
有这么多个性的不同，观念的不同，兴趣的不同。
With so many people with different interests, different concepts.
然后再加上我们常常的交通 communication 不够健全，就常常容易出问题的。
Or sometimes we don't have healthy communications, and we're bound to have problems.
然后再加上仇敌在中间，一直要破坏教会的合一。
And on top of that, the enemy is very eager to destroy the oneness of the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们今年要讲亲爱众圣徒，全教会要一起来面对这个挑战跟考验的。
This year we want to have love for all the saints. And together we shall face the challenges together.
这个我明天早晨多讲一点。我们接下来看到夫妻方面。
So I'll talk about that part tomorrow morning. So now let's look at the relationship between husband and wife.
圣经在讲到夫妻之间的相爱的关系的时候。
When the Bible talks about love between husband and wife.
对弟兄最大的要求。
The greatest requirement, a request for the brothers.
你看姊妹们头都抬起来了。
And I see... Sisters are paying attention.
以弗所书两面都有写的哈。
Actually, Ephesians talk about both sides.
是要丈夫全心爱他的妻子，像基督爱教会，甚至为教会舍己。
That husbands should love their wives with wholeheartedly, just like Christ loved the church and gave himself for the church.
所以弟兄们，你什么都别管，你就是专心好好爱你的妻子，这是最重要的事。
So brothers, don't worry about other things. Just wholeheartedly love your wives. That's the most important.
所有能够想到的、学来的、copy来的。 只要能够对对方表达爱，你就全力去做就是了。这件事情没有人禁止的。
Try to express love to your wives with whatever ways, even the ways that you learn or imitate others, that no one will stop you for that.
越体贴越好。
The more tender, the better.
有一个人很省钱哈，他就想公证结婚了，所以就去问人家说公证结婚要多少钱。
And then a man wants to save money, so he thought, okay, maybe they can just go to the court and. And get married, so they ask. So he asked people how much it will cost.
他说100块加上你一辈子所有的收入。
And then the person says $100 plus all of your income for the rest of your life.
婚礼要100块，婚姻要你一辈子所有的，对不对？
Yes, the wedding ceremony may cost you only $100, but your marriage will cost the rest of your life's income.
既然要结婚，你就要预备好把你一切所有的都要给对方的。
Since you're getting married, you have to prepare to give all that you have to your spouse.
昨天我们讲到的那位医生弟兄跟我们去中国的啊。
Yesterday I mentioned a doctor who went to China with us.
他是一个医生，在公家机关已经做了9年多了，还差剩大概10个月，还差9个月，他就满10年。
He's a doctor. He works at a government hospital, and then it was he. Almost there for 10 years, just several months short.
香港政府就说，你如果在公家的这个医院里面做满10年， 你将来60岁退休的时候，有100万的退休金。
In Hong Kong, if you are a doctor serving in a public hospital for 10 years, and when you retire at age 60, you will have $1 million Hong Kong dollars.
Yeah. 结果他们全家正好就在那个时候有一个移民的机会，要移民到澳大利亚去。
And just about several months short, at that moment, they have a chance to immigrate to Austria.
太太、孩子，都要去了，因为不然的话就失去了这个机会了。Okay,
and then so his wife and children wanted to go. They did not want to let go of this chance.
他马上就有一个挣扎，到底要不要熬过这9个月，100万。Instantly,
he was facing a challenge. Should we just try to stay for another 9 months? And then we get the $1 million.
后来他在主面前祷告的时候，
As he prayed before the Lord,
他自己觉得家最重要。
Realized that his family is the most important.
分开这9个月，万一发生任何事情，
What if something happened during the 9 month separation?
而且更何况能不能活到60岁也不知道。
And also, How would he know if he can live to 60 years old?
为什么要为了将来的一件事情而让眼前的家庭生活有任何的风险呢？
Why risk the current family life with something in the future?
为何要在孩子们成长的过程中最重要的阶段我损失这时间呢？
Why would I want to be absent during the most important years of my children's growth?
所以他祷告以后，他决定放弃这个。
So after he prayed, he decided to give up his retirement fund.
哇，他的同事都笑他傻瓜。
And his colleagues all laughed at him and think that was dumb.
但是他知道他选的是什么，他在乎的是什么。
But he knew what he cared about and his decision.
所以有一个太太有一次开车，开一辆先生新买的车，撞车了。
Once a husband crashed his new car.
啊，那个
the wife.
Wife新车撞车，啊，他就很紧张，先生才买的新车我就撞了。
Oh, the wife crashed the new car that her husband bought.
啊，他就很着急，很慌乱，他就去那个 compartment 里面要去拿他车子的 registration 跟 insurance.
And the wife was in panic. She tried to find the insurance paper in the glove compartment.
就他打开来的时候，
she opened the glove compartment.
他先生里面留了一个字条。
Her husband left a note there.
他说 ，Honey， 无论什么时候发生什么事，车子不是我所在乎的，我所爱的是你。
And then the note says, "Honey, no matter what happens, the car is not what I cared. I love you only."
燕子为什么要？嗯，你把。
Why would Sister Nancy say, "Oh"?
我虽然没有留这个字条，也从来不会为了你碰车生气的哈。<laughs> Even
though I never wrote such note, but I will never scold you if you crash a car.
我就亲眼看过那个先生对把太太的那个从外面开过来的车子，那个撞了车子，好骂的狗血淋头的骂，你怎么可以这个样子？我什么时候一直骂？I
have seen with my own eyes a husband scolding his wife. For crashing the car.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，到底我们在乎的是什么
？So what exactly do we care?
所以做弟兄的，哎呀，对不起，我讲弟兄讲这么久，我需要平衡一点哈。做弟兄就是好好爱，姊妹们你都知道是什么哈。你看弟兄们抬头了。Okay,
now husbands, you know that you ought to love your wives. How about wives?
就是顺服。To
obey.
凡事顺服你的丈夫，像教会在凡事上顺服基督一样。
To obey your husband in everything as the church obeys Christ.
我知道很难,
I know it's hard.
但是神 designed.
But this is God's design.
就跟这个电脑，任何电器， 你放电池进去，正极就是正极，负极就是负极。 你说我要 reverse.
Just like you cannot reverse, you cannot put batteries in reverse directions. You have to follow the manual.
你 go ahead, 但是它 it won't function.
If you don't follow the manual, then it won't function.
你可以把它转过来，你说这是我的 life， 这是我买的东西，这是我的电池，你可以，但是它就不 work 了。When
you put in the battery, you can say I can do whatever I want. You can go ahead, but then the electric appliance will just not work.
婚姻是神设计的。
The marriage is designed by God.
夫妻关系是神设计的。
And the relationship between husband and wife is designed by God.
弟兄要做的就是专心爱妻子。
Husbands need to love their wives wholeheartedly.
姊妹要做的全心顺服。
And sisters obey wholeheartedly.
这个神所祝福的家庭就出现了。
And you will see a family that's blessed by God.
父母亲对孩子，
And parents
要照着主的教训，
Treat your children according to the instructions.
来养育和管教，要照着主的教训来警戒养育他们。
To discipline and to teach your children.
然后不要惹儿女的气哈。
And please do not exasperate your children.
现在这个世代不用惹儿女的气就已经气了，我们先气了。
Nowadays, parents get angry first.
但是圣经上讲这句话的意思就是你管孩子都要及时，而且要 proper。 不要累积到最后，你在血气里面，啊，这个大肆管教，把让人家上了志气了。What
the Bible is actually telling us is that our discipline to our children should be timely, that we should not accumulate our anger until one day we explode, and that will upset our children.
或是太凭己意脾气来管，那就会出事的。Then
we will discipline in our flesh, which will cause a problem.
前天报纸，我不晓得你们有没有看到，长话短说，江苏有一个妇女。 把他的13岁独生的女儿，因为她捐款40块人民币去赈灾，四川的灾，她妈妈活活把她用擀面杆给打死了。
I don't know if you read the story a couple of days ago that in Jiangsu province in China, a 13-year-old donated $40 renminbi for the Sichuan earthquake, and her mom was very upset that she pretty much just beat the daughter to death.
然后法院判她15年徒刑, 她的丈夫觉得判得太轻了。
And then she was sentenced to 15 years in prison, but her husband thought it was too light of a punishment.
弟兄姊妹,这是在血气里面, 在私意里面管教。
She's disciplined in her own self flesh.
一般来说, 中国的父母在养方面都做得很好,育方面有时候做得不够。
Usually, generally speaking, Chinese parents are very good at raising up their children, but they're not very good at educating them.
在管方面做的还有做, 但是教做的却不够。
Yeah, they probably would discipline the children, but they are not very good at educating them.
所以我们不光要养育, 也要管教, 而且是照着主的教训和警戒。
So not only we have to raise them, we have to discipline them, we also have to educate them according to God's
will. 所以圣经上说你不忍心用杖打儿子的, 就是恨他。
And then that's why the Bible says, spare the rod, and you're actually hating your children.
你如果不肯管你的孩子, 你就等于把他推到阴间去。
If you don't want to discipline your children, you're actually pushing them to the Hades.
所以你真正爱你的儿女, 你一定要管他, 特别这个世代的儿女, 非常不容易, 他们太聪明了。
If you truly love your children, you have to discipline them. Nowadays, the children are too smart.
我听说我们附近有一个教会, 这个父母亲跟孩子们对话的时候,
I heard there's a conversation between the parents and children.
中间有一个他们讲起来, 就是这个孩子出去吃饭要喝Coke, 妈妈说不要喝Coke, Coke对身体不好, 对牙齿不好。
As they went out to eat, the children wanted to drink Coke. The mom says, oh, Coke is not good for your teeth.
在座很多妈妈都这样讲哈。
I know a lot of moms say that.
哇,孩子马上就说, 那为什么免费的时候我们就可以喝?
And then the kid talk back, says, how come we're allowed to drink Coke when it's free?
还有一个主日学老师在上课的时候问小孩子, 他说你如果要求主耶稣饶恕你, 你需要先做什么?
Once a Sunday school teacher asked the children, if you want Lord Jesus to forgive you, what would you have to do first?
慧山你会讲什么?
你是101的老师。 What would you say?
不知道啊。
Don't know.
Cassie.
If you want the Lord Jesus to forgive you, what would you have to say first?
Repent. 你是乖孩子。
You're a good kid.
那个小孩子说, 我当然要先犯罪啊。 哇,
the kid says, in order for the Lord to forgive me, I have to sin first.
还有一个妈妈急得不得了,因为她跟孩子逛街,小朋友不知道跑到哪里去,她急死了。
And also another mother taking her child shopping, and the child disappeared, so the mom was really anxious.
看到她那个小家伙隔着柜台对那个大人说, 你有没有看到一个把我搞掉的女人?
And then she heard this little child asking the person in the counter, have you seen the woman who got me lost?
现在小孩子很厉害, 弟兄姊妹, 我们一定要好好照着主的话教导他们,不然太可怕了。
Nowadays the kids are too smart, we have to educate them according to God's commands.
所以有一个爸爸把女儿交在未来的女婿手上的那一天之前, 他对这个女婿讲,
A father gave away her daughter, before he gave away the daughter in marriage, he told his future son-in-law.
他说我把我女儿交给你, 要好好保重。
I'm going to give my daughter to you. You better take care of yourself.
那个女婿说, 我一定会好好照顾她。 他说我不是指她, 我是指你。
Okay, the future son-in-law says, don't worry, I'll take good care of her. And then the father says, no, I'm not talking about her. I said, take good care of yourself.
因为这个女儿在家没有人管得了她。
Because the daughter has been uncontrollable at home.
So he's
advising his future son-in-law to take good care of himself.
弟兄姊妹,这个不容易哈, 所以这个你为了你将来的女婿, 为了你将来的女儿, 媳妇, 你可怜可怜他们吧。
So this is not easy. So have mercy on your future son-in-law and daughter-in-law.
最好现在就教他们。
Discipline your children.
我跟你讲, 不然他们 honeymoon 完了以后, 就为了 sink 里面那一摞的碗筷, 谁洗, 就可能打起来了。
Otherwise, they will start having a fight after their honeymoon over the dishes in the sink.
因为两个人从小到大在家从来不洗碗。
Because they probably grew up never washing dishes in their lives.
早上起来从来不叠被的。
And they never make their bed in the morning.
现在多少中国父母24孝都是父母亲孝顺女儿儿子的。
Nowadays, the parent, in Chinese families, the parents are obedient to the children.
我有一次居然听到我们中间有一个姊妹冬天的时候拿吹风机帮她儿子的被窝吹软，你知道吗？
I even heard a sister in winter days would use the hair dryer to warm up the bed for her children.
我们不告诉你她是谁，是我们教会的。
I won't tell you her name, but she's at our church.
所以我们教会很 proud of 24孝之一在我们教会。
I'm so proud of it as one of the most obedient parents.
太可怕了，弟兄姊妹。
This is terrible.
怎么能这样养孩子呢？
How can you raise children like this?
我们要照着主的教训和警戒养育管教他们。
Raise them up, educate and discipline them according to God's command.
孩子们，圣经上对你们的要求是什么？
Okay, children, what's God's commandment for you?
告诉我，孝顺父母。
To obey and honor your parents.
很好，还有呢？ 你们要不要看一下你们自己都不知道了，你们做儿女的，对不起，做儿女的在主里要听从父母，这是理所当然的，第二个要孝敬父母，使你们得福在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。所以圣经上对做儿女的两件事情，第一个听从父母，第二个孝敬父母。
So there are two requirements for the children. This is in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. One is to obey, and another is to honor your parents.
就像我刚刚所讲的，电池正负极，这是神designed的。夫妻之间的关系是这样。Just
like how a battery is designed with a positive and a negative end, and then husband and wife's relationship are designed by God.
父母亲跟孩子之间也是这样。And
the relationship between parents and children are also designed by God.
孩子跟父母之间也要照着主的规定。
That we have to obey God's commands.
听从。
Is to obey.
孝顺。
And to honor our parents.
所以有一次一些teenager聚在一起。
Once a group of teenagers got together.
到了他爸爸，有其中有一个女孩子到了他爸爸给她的时间的时候，她说：“不行，我要回家了。”
One of the girls says, oh, now it's my time to go home. It's the curfew time.
哇，其他孩子都嘲笑他。哇。
And all other kids just laughed at her. Said,
大家都还在，你为什么要回去？
Everyone is still here. Why do you have to go home?
你是不是怕他会 hurt 你？
Are you afraid that your dad might hit you?
他说，我不是怕我爸爸会 hurt 我，我是怕我会 hurt 我爸爸妈妈。
And then she says, I'm not afraid that my dad will hurt me, but I'm afraid that I might hurt my dad.
她晚回家会让父母担心，会让父母伤心。
By going home late, she will cause her parents to worry.
弟兄姊妹，这是孝顺父母，顺从父母的。And
that is to obey and honor her parents.
父母亲对孩子也是这样，我们要叫他们学习顺服我们，不要光只是给好吃的、好穿的，让他们学这个、学那个，但是跟主的关系。
Character, 我们都不去管他。 Parents, let's not just focus on our attention on giving them, providing them the best, and then teach them all kinds of skills, but neglect their character and their relationship with God.
有一个妈妈一直照着圣经的教训为她的孩子祷告。
One mom kept praying for her children according to the teaching of the Bible.
有一天家里面有客人，孩子们在房间玩。
One day, they have some guests over, and the kids were playing. In the room.
他们在玩车子，这个假装赛车。
The kids were playing the toy cars racing.
玩了几分钟以后，他的10岁的儿子突然跑来。
And after a few minutes, the 10-year-old boy came out.
他说：“妈妈，妈妈，快来，快来！”他说：“那个爱丽丝，他说他想信耶稣。”
And then all of a sudden, the boy came out and said, "Mom, come over. This other boy wants to believe in Jesus."
他就问他说：“为什么？” 他说你们不是在玩吗？怎么他要信耶稣了呢？
The mom says, "What happened? I thought you were playing the race car. How come the other boy wants to believe in Jesus?"
他说我们在那里玩赛车，结果车子翻车了，车祸了。我就问他，你发生车祸，你知道你要去哪里了吗？
And then the boy says, as we were racing the car got turned over. So I asked the other boy, now that you have an accident, do you know where you will go after a car accident?
你知道你死了要到哪里去吗?
Do you know where you will go after you die?
他说他不知道，他说我就告诉他。
He says, I don't know where I'm going to go, so I told him.
所以他说他愿意信耶稣，他说妈妈你来帮我们吗?
And he says he wants to believe in Jesus, so mom, come over and help.
就是说你看见了，这是真的故事，一个小小的孩子，你为他祷告，你用主的话教他，他有影响力的。
So this is a true story. As you teach your children with God's words, he will become influential.
我们没有时间再讲下去了。行在爱中不是要教导来的，它是一个真正的爱自然的流露。
We don't have time anymore. But to walk in love is not just by teaching, but actually by doing.
Agape 已经在我们里面。Agape
is already in us.
我们求神借着我们成为神爱的流露。We
ask God that we become the expression and manifestation of God's love.
Make me a blessing, 让我成为众人的祝福。
Make me a blessing for others.
那个老先生随身带着小油, 只要听见门嘎啦嘎啦生锈的, 他就点两滴上去。
An elderly man will carry a little bottle of oil and will try to oil all the hinges that making sound.
Noise就出去了。
And that will get rid of noises.
门的开关非常的smooth。
That the door will open smoothly.
听见什么机器运转不行的，加两滴油，完全好好的。Whenever
there's a cracking sound in any machines, you will just drop some oil and get rid of the noise.
在你我的周围充满了各式各样这样子的生锈、摩擦 noise， 他们需要油，需要爱。Around
us, there are all kinds of things that are making noises, and they need oil.
我们都有这一罐油。
We all have a bottle of oil.
神就是爱。
God is love.
他是 agape.
Agape love.
他是我们里面的油。
And he's the oil that's inside of us.
从我们家人开始。
Starting with our family.
这里有 noise， 我们加两滴。
Whenever there's noise, let's drop some oil.
那里有需要， 我们加一些。
Whenever there's a need.
来到公司， 同事不想活了， 我们帮助他。
If we meet a colleague who doesn't want to live anymore, let's help him.
碰到受伤的人， 我们帮助他。
When we meet some hurt people, let's help them.
看到传道人辛苦， 你来鼓励他。
You see a weary pastor, encourage him.
弟兄姊妹， 神家充满了爱。
God's house is full of love.
威廉带事带坏了， 鼓励他一下。
If William messed up leading worship, encourage him.
我不好意思都讲我嘛， 因为我好几次讲完台， 我就想钻到洞里面去的。
You know, oftentimes after I finish preaching, I just wish there was a hole that I can hide myself.
都很难过的。
Sometimes it feels so bad.
如果你们可以彼此爱中扶持， 爱心有什么劝勉， 哎呀， 太美了， 对不对？
If you have any encouragement in love, it would be so beautiful.
我们一起祷告， 好吧？
Let's pray together.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts thank you.
你给我们的爱是永远不止息的爱。The
love that you have given us is that will never end.
你给我们的爱是永远不失败的爱。And
it will never fail.
因为这个爱是从神而来的。Because
that love comes from God.
这个爱要透过我这个渺小的人。Through
us who are so small.
这个爱要透过我平凡的生活。Through
our ordinary lives.
要能够流露出神那美丽的生命。
That this love will be manifested through us.
不论在教会弟兄姊妹中间。
Whether at church or among the saints.
不论夫妻之间。
Between husbands and wives.
不论父母亲跟孩子， 孩子跟父母之间。
Between parents and children.
甚至在我们的工作上。
Even at our workplaces.
主要让你的爱流露在我们的中间。
That your love flow out of us.
借着我们这些人成为别人的祝福。
Make us blessings for others.
让我们成为你爱运河的出口。
That will become the channel of your love.
让一切有需要受伤的人都能够碰着你。
That all who are in need or who are hurt can meet you.
主啊，医治我们。
Heal us, Lord.
医治我们里面那残缺不全的爱。
Heal our broken heart and our love.
医治我们家庭里面任何的亏欠。
And heal all the shortcomings in our family.
医治我们教会里面不够的地方。
And all the lackings of our church.
用你的爱丰丰富富的浇灌我们。
Fill us with your love abundantly.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
我们把我们众人，把整个众人的家， 把整个教会都交在你的手中。
We commit all of us and our families and our church in your hands.
充满我们。
Fill us, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们唱291首，只唱三节啊，成为我们的祷告。
Let's sing hymn 291. We only sing the first three stanzas.
我们唱第一节、第二节跟第五节。
I sing stanzas 1, 2, and 5.
当我们唱到对不起，我们唱到第二节的时候。
As we sing stanza 2.
啊，如果你愿意真的把自己的家再一次更新奉献给神。
If you want to renew your offering of yourself and your family to God.
我非常鼓励，也欢迎你到前面来祷告。
I encourage you to come forward to pray to God.
再一次跪在主的祭坛前，让他的爱火充满我们。
Once again, kneel before the altar of God and let His fire fill us.
烧掉我们的悲情下品。
To burn up all the lowly desires.
烧掉我们自私自我中心的爱。
To burn up all the selfish love.
用他的爱来取代我们。
And to replace that with His love. Let's sing together.
我向你和爱与救主，这是我所求，是我所慕。我叹息就去，一切皆无助，彷徨的何时再被仇敌自由进出的来破坏。不要让我们的孩子被这个世代的王给吞灭了。我们向主祷告，我们勇敢地来到主的祭坛前。
Come boldly before the altar of God and pray.
让主来复兴我们。
May the Lord revive us.
来充满我们。
And fill us.
请让我们唱第五节，我们继续出来啊。
Let's stand up 5 and let's continue to come up.
哦，我要向你献上我祈求，放下你的爱，充满我心。 励你走到你的父母亲旁边去。
Young children, I encourage you to walk to your parents.
不要以为只有你们需要爸爸妈妈，其实爸爸妈妈非常需要你们。
Don't think that you need your parents only, but actually your parents need you as well.
我们一家一家的都在主的面前一起祷告，一起来爱主。
One family after another, let's pray together and love the Lord together.
也一起彼此相爱。
And let's love one another.
如果你家人只有你自己在，你也可以出来为着全家祷告。
If you are alone here, you can still come forward and pray for your whole family.
也像我们一起可以同声的祷告，夫妻祷告。我们有几分钟。
Let's have some few minutes and we'll pray together.
在后面的弟兄姊妹，如果你累的要坐 ，feel free.
If you're tired, please feel free to sit down.
我们现在可以开始同声的祷告。
Pray
祷告完，如果你对哪一个家、哪一个同伴特别有负担，你们可以夫妻一起去为他祷告。
Or you can pray for your companions or your friends here.
但愿主的爱大大的充满我们。
May the love of the Lord fill us greatly.
除去所有的苦毒、所有的失望、所有的伤痕，今天晚上主耶稣的爱来医治我们。
Tonight the love of the Lord will heal us to remove all the bitterness, all the wounds, all the hurt.
Amen.